Hello, hello, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are across the globe. This is Decor Green. And many of you who've been following the ministry or part of the church, you know that I have been off the grid for over a year now. The last time you saw me live was March 2023, and now God has me back on the grid as I just released a prophetic word for America, to America, the state of God's State of the Union address for America. And you know, again, me and Donna was off the grid for over a year now before God had Donna come on briefly in December with a few live videos. But nonetheless, I'm back now. But during that time, over a year now, God has been revealing a lot, showing a lot. And so you're going to begin seeing a series of videos of just prophetic warnings, prophetic judgments, etc., things that God has been showing, revealing, things that are going to happen, about to happen. So be on the lookout for that, because there's a lot that God is saying to the body of Christ in the here and now. So I'm not going to come on with along with any opinions or what I think. I'm going to not add nothing to the word, take anything away from the word. So today it's going to be a prophetic message for Pastor John Gray, the pastor of Relentless Church. I believe they may have recently went through a new name change of the church, I believe. But it's Pastor John Gray of Relentless Church, or formerly Relentless Church. And so I'm going to start off with a prophetic dream that God gave me. And then I'm going to come back and give a prophetic word, a prophecy that was already released to Pastor John Gray, that God had me to release to Pastor John Gray. But publicly now, he told me to release this publicly. And so I'm going to first start with a prophetic dream and the interpretation that God gave of that dream on March 27th, 2024. So March 27th, 2024, this was when I had this prophetic dream and when God gave the interpretation of that dream. And then right after I break that down, I'm going to come with the prophecy for Pastor John Gray. Okay, so in this dream on March 27th, 2024, I told Pastor John that the pulpit isn't his pulpit, but it's God. It's God's pulpit. God had me call John Gray out in a grocery store for how he cheated on Aventer, his wife, with women and men. John was driving. Aventer was in the front seat. I was in the back seat with his mom. I was holding her hand, so I was holding John's mom's hand. John was apologizing to his mom for all that he did. He refused to talk to me or apologize to me. Then his mom was crying. Moments later, she started not breathing. I told John, and I was originally thinking in a dream that I could bring John's mother back to life, that I could raise John's mom from the dead. But I immediately knew in a dream that she was dead and there was no bringing her to life again. I pretty much blamed John for it. And Aventer's wife defended him and said that I couldn't put his mom's death on John. So Aventer was saying that I can't put John's mom's death on him. Like, I can't blame him for her death. All right. And so that was the dream. So now I'm going to give you the interpretation of the dream that that God said. So the place Pastor John is now in with his constant violation of God's covenant and the increased pride has turned the pulpit into his own. He has also opened the door wide open for contamination to pollute the pulpit, but God is making it clear that it's not John's pulpit, but it's God's pulpit. God has stopped talking to Pastor John. He's now being led by the spirit of pride, Leviathan. John will now publicly be exposed. The part where John was driving has double meaning. It signifies him still being in the driver's seat, trying to control everything, trying to control the narrative. Secondly, and most important, the car in this dream represented John Gray's marriage. I was seated behind him as a prophet sent by God to try to help push him and get him back on track with where God commanded the marriage to be. John wasn't talking to me because he was angry with me because I wouldn't just go away and leave him alone about his marriage. In actuality, his anger towards me was really his anger towards God. In the dream, John's mom was seated behind Aventer, Pastor Aventer. His mom should not have been in that car i.e. the marriage, but his mom played a big role spiritually in the attack on their marriage. I was sent by God, pushing for the marriage to be renewed. So I'm in the dream. I'm behind John in the driver's seat. He's in the driver's seat, and I'm pushing for the marriage to be renewed. But John's mom was on assignment against the marriage. I was holding Pastor John's mother's hand because I was representing God's judgment coming for her first, as God was not playing about marriage covenants that he ordained. God is not playing about marriage covenants that he ordained. John did not address Aventer. He addressed his mom with an apology because of the pressure. Again, he addressed his mom with an apology because of the pressure I was sent by God to put on him. The problem is he was out of order by not addressing Aventer first. John is still tied to his mom in a very unhealthy way that has greatly hindered the marriage. He just doesn't know the role his mom has played because she's on assignment against the marriage. Yes, Pastor John Gray's mother is on assignment against his marriage with Aventer. His mom crying from the apology wasn't because of the apology. It is because her plans to destroy the marriage has failed, and now God's judgment is coming to her first. I couldn't even attempt to raise his mom from the dead in a dream because this death was and is God's judgment. I blame John. It wasn't because of her death by judgment. It wasn't because of her death by judgment. It wasn't because of her death by judgment. But it was signifying me blaming John for all the breaches he allowed and caused in his marriage covenant. Aventer tried to defend him on this matter because she was trying to cover him when he should have been covering her. However, this time, her covering him in the midst of his missteps in the marriage would no longer work. Will no longer work. It can no longer hold back the hand of God's judgment any longer. And all of this is happening because of God's judgment coming because of John's handling and constant violation of his marriage covenant with God and with Aventer. Okay, so that's the prophetic dream, the interpretation of that prophetic dream on March 27, 2024. And now I'm going to get into a prophetic message, a prophecy from March 13th, 2024. This prophetic warning, judgment was also sent to Pastor John Gray, but God told me to release it today as we speak on today's day, which is April 5th, 2024. God told me to release this now publicly, but it was sent on March 13, 2024. But now here on March 5th, 2024, God is saying for me to release this publicly now. And as you go through the prophetic word, hear the prophetic word, then it's all going to make sense. So hear the word of the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 7, verses 5 to 6, New Living Translation. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Disaster after disaster is coming your way. The end has come. It has finally arrived. Your final doom is waiting. John, did you think you could run from my instructions because of your status? Did you think avoiding my prophet, my oracle, my mouthpiece, decoy, would change what I said? Do you think that by not listening to the last prophetic instruction and warning I sent you, not to mention all the other warnings you brushed off and ignored, would somehow all go away? Did you think by not taking heed or even flat out dismissing it would somehow make you get a pass because you didn't know? I've told you enough, and you still keep ignoring me with your half-hearted repentance and continued disrespect of your bride. You think because she doesn't see what I see that you had all this time left? Oh, I see. I see very clearly, and I'm coming to bring it all up and blow it all up. John, you have constantly made excuses like sin is so common and natural to do because of all you went through or all others go through. You make shortcomings from life events, past experiences, past bad choices, etc., an excuse to sin. You don't directly say it, but you indirectly imply it. And that is not my gospel. Then you come back with the same emotional performance, only to go right back to it over and over and over again. You know the definition of repent, to turn. You've preached it. Yes, you've preached it all right and watered it down into a sad story as though my son Jesus is only the redeemer. My son brings about change and is not some punching bag to keep hitting on to abuse his sacrifice. Repent and be changed. Repent and produce fruit from the repentance. Your lukewarm emotional circus ends, and it ends now. I'm pulling back the covers. I told you through more than one prophecy that the only reason you're alive right now is because of Aventer. I told you in different ways multiple times that if you didn't do right by Aventer, according to my standard, that the next blow would be from me, not the enemy. You couldn't possibly do right by her when you ignored all my instructions through my son Decoy that would have actually helped you. Now it's too late, as that window of time I kept warning you about has shut. You keep showing up to that church, but it's just a performance. It's out of familiarity. It's out of your gifting and your talent. It's out of your charisma and emotions because I've left. I've left the church. I've left the church that you and Aventer pastor. I haven't showed up much to begin with, but rest assured, I'm gone. I haven't left the people, but I've left the building. Ezekiel 24 and 14, New Living Translation. I, the Lord, have spoken. The time has come, and I won't hold back. I will not change my mind, and I will have no pity on you. You will be judged on the basis of all your wicked actions, says the Sovereign Lord. You can get offended at Decoy, but I've spoken. Ezekiel 2 and 5, New Living Translation. And whether they listen or refuse to listen, for remember, they are rebels. At least they will know they have had a prophet among them. The walls will come crashing down, John. Aventer knew about some of the women, but that's baby food compared to what you didn't tell her about the men. Tell her and tell her it all. I'm shutting down pulpits because of the debauchery and the secret sins that I have warned and warned about. Now I have to use you, John, as an example. The wolves you've connected with, most who you don't even know are wolves because they fed a place in you. They will see this as another major warning to them that I'm coming for them. Judgment is coming to them. They fooled you, and I was going to help you see who they were. I even showed my son Decor and my daughter Donna, his wife, who some of them are. You have no idea what and who has swallowed the ministry alive. They will be shocked and scared. You can't say you didn't know or that you weren't warned. You have exactly 48 hours from the sending of this message. Not the reading of it, because you like to get mad, not read it, and storm off and misuse and abuse scripture to demean Aventer or dismiss what I've sent through my true prophet. But you had better tell her everything, or I will press play for the world. The clock is ticking, 48 hours, and not 1 second later. You've been warned for the final time. Finally, John, it actually grieves me to say it. Get your house in order, for you will surely die. I'm giving you 3 months. I, the Sovereign Lord, have spoken. Sincerely, Abba.